of time when my contemplates spin wheels in my head, a goddess coke out of her box and to the woods instead. Through leaf and place I amble, seeking solace in roofless, truthful greenery of treesome. Lonesome now and near a newness, all unraveled roaming. I grow young again, foreseeing every cranny, nook and nab with wandering eyes abuzz with being. Where once was but a molehill, capes a portal, tunnels teasing at the wonderland within, a world both perilous and pleasing. Each tree I see is home to imps or nymphs, hobbits or hermits. Knock on wood, sir, thrice, and you, yourself, will soon learn it. Bow down soft, soft, and sneak a peek into the bark and trunk. Oh, such fine sights you'll see, to sing the things you thought you thank. Why there are homes for gnomes and forts for fairies? Yes, indeed. And trails for silver snails that ferry fairy folk at speed. Cubby holes and hiding huts in weeping willow dens, where make-believing takes me back into my way back when I tiptoe past the tower where the princess's shore is hidden, dreaming happy ever afters for the fae that she's been bidden. While the firth it froths and fizzes, tendrils stretching to the shore, in its depths swim secret silkies, kelpies, mermen, maids, more. And when the cloak of night descends, I find nothing to fear. No specters lurk in midnight murk, no monsters haunt me here. Instead, the inky black unveils a sea of twinkling lights. Each one another world as well. It burns a beacon bright, led along now by the moon. I feel in a chill of winter's breath upon my face. The wonder is in me still that muses mingle with the mosses, grasses, ferns and bark. Each time I go among the trees, that place ignites a spark. And if you look, you see it too. Take stock and smell the roses that lie in the path to the other world that lives beneath our noses.